We're so glad you decided to listen to our program today. Our intent is to inform you and to encourage you. This is Are You Listening? With Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour. In a busy world with lots of distractions, we need to pay closer attention to God. Are you listening to God's Word today? Here's Jeff.
Let us test a couple of things that are working through God, and let's test them for assurance and, if need be, correction in our lives. From 1 John chapter 2, we're going to think on these things today. Now, dear friends, when I talk about testing something, you know, often I think about a smoke alarm in one's house and the button you push to test it to make sure it's still working. Well, today we want to look in the Scriptures with the assurance that there are things that are still working and that we put matters to the test. We want to push the button to see that they're working and that they are there through God. Before we do that, a couple of things of housekeeping interest. Thank you to our J. Webb for his kind words, and greetings to everyone that tunes in to our broadcast of International Gospel Hour. You can go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, and you can learn more about our work, and you can request free material. You can see some resources that are available for your personal study, even an online Bible course that is available through our friends at World Bible School. Everything that you will hear from our broadcast will always be absolutely free. We don't want your money. We are blessed with wonderful congregations of churches of Christ and interested Christians that help further our cause, and we are able to come on the air and to address things and study the Word of God together and to offer you study material absolutely free. You'll hear our J. Webb mention our offers, if you will, and options as the broadcast goes on. We're going to also continue what we call our Are You Studying series. This is a verse-by-verse study of a given book and chapter of the Bible. And as we continue our study from 1 John, previous broadcasts of 1 John are also available at our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Just click on the radio tab and then the broadcast tab and scroll down, and you can select the 15-minute messages, and you can find the book, chapter, and verse, 1 John chapter 1, for example, in the verses that you may be looking for. You may hear this broadcast and think, well, you're in chapter 2. I would love to have heard chapter 1. Well, we make those available through our website. If you have difficulty finding them, again, please contact us at internationalgospelhour.com, and we'll help you. Now, first of all, a quick review as we bring forth This Is Only a Test. Let's read 1 John 2, 1 through 6, that says, My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Now, again, this is only a test. And the test to make sure things continue to work right, and they do. In chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, the test of sin is met through Christ by the use of two words, advocate and propitiation. As the Christian confesses sins while walking in the light, going back to 1 John 1, 7 through 10, Christ represents the Christian at the throne of God as our advocate, and he is the propitiation, the one that removed the wrath from God for our lives. His blood is continually cleansing the Christian as the propitiation. So when we push that test button of sin, we see that through Christ it is met and the Christian can continue to walk in the light. Verses 3 through 5, the test of knowledge is met. For the first time, John uses the word know, K-N-O-W, and it is powerful. The word means to take in knowledge and come to know and recognize and understand. And to understand completely, to be definitive in what we believe, and to value the importance of one who knows. Think about it. I know him as a Christian. If so, he will know me personally. We know each other, Christ and I. And let us see what this eliminates. First of all, it takes away the concept that you cannot know truth. In John 8 and verse 32, the Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And when someone says, "Well, you cannot know truth," well, how do you know that I cannot know? Yes, you can. Second, it defeats the "I think" and "I feel" segments of the religious world. And, you know, I know what the Bible says, but I think that God is, and then we start doing our own reasoning. Or, you know, I feel it within my heart. I know what the Bible says, but I know what I feel within my heart. You see, it defeats those segments there, my friends. We don't need to think what God has thought out. We don't need to rely upon our feelings. It also defeats such statements as, well, I know what the Bible says, but I believe that, and then we fill in whatever we want. So in essence, our faith becomes away from the Word of God rather than our faith by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. Someone up and looks and says, well, God wants me to be happy. In other words, I will continue in this adulterous relationship. I will continue in this fornicating relationship. I will continue in this way of life that is against the Bible because God wants me to be happy. Well, dear friends, you can't find a verse that says God wants me to be happy. But we do find where God provides spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. You can't live a life that is doomed for hell and expect to have heaven in return. How about this phrase? Well, God loves us all, and He does. But God loves us so much that He sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. John 3, verse 16. And that takes changing. Someone will say, well, you know, marriage allows this or allows that, that same-sex marriage is acceptable, and so on, but yet we go back and see the knowledge, God's Word. What does God say? Matthew 19, have you not heard from the beginning that He made them male and female? Now, the word keep within verses 3 through 5 of keeping the commandments, it denotes a continual keeping. And Jesus said in John 14, 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And later in 1 John 5:3, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. And when we keep His word, that's parallel to keeping His commandments. We note that in 1 John 2, verse 4. Now, dear friends, we're going to conclude with one final test, one final check, going to push the button and know that it's working, but we want to make for sure. We've seen the test of sin is met, the test of knowledge is met. We have one more, but before we do, here is our Jay Webb to tell you a little bit about how you can follow the International Gospel Hour on social media.
Why not follow the International Gospel Hour on social media? You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Simply type International Gospel Hour into the search engine, and you can like and follow our pages to keep up with the latest news and efforts of our labors, of which you are a part as a listener and a supporter. We would love to have you as a follower on social media. And now, back to Jeff.
Let's talk about the test of the daily walk. The test of sin is met through Christ. The test of knowledge is met through His Word. Now the test of the daily walk, what we do now with our lives. Verse 6, once again, he who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walks. One abides in Christ, one walks in Christ. There's no room for hypocrisy. The continual walk is worthy to test, and the test says it works excellent with God. Let's talk about that walking, and listen to these verses from throughout 1 John. Walking in the light, for an example. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. How about chapter 3 and verse 3 of 1 John? Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. So as we walk, we purify ourselves. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world, James 1:27, and to think on things that are pure, Philippians 4 and verse 8. From chapter 3 and verse 7, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as He is righteous. So we're walking, we're purifying, we're practicing. Chapter 3 and verse 16 of 1 John, "By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought also to lay down our lives for the brethren." There's a relationship there. And so, we walk, we purify, we practice, we have a good relationship with brethren. And in chapter 4 and verse 17, "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world." So love has now been perfected. Oh, what a beautiful thought. So you test each of these, dear friends. They are in excellent working order for the child of God. Let's pause with our free Bible study offer, then I'll come back and wrap up the program.
Your friends at the International Gospel Hour are offering absolutely free a Bible study course by mail. You may study in the privacy of your own home at your own pace. Feel free to give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, "Home Study." That's it. Again, call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and please leave your name, address, and just say, "Home Study." You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type "Home Study" in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things of God. And now, back to Jeff.
So the test of the daily walk continues to work from what we saw in 1 John. Let us walk in a pure life, practicing righteousness, perfecting our lives for our brothers and sisters in Christ, perfecting our love therein. Dear friends, they are in excellent working order as the test truly passes each time. Thankful to our Lord for belief in Him, repentance of our sins, confession of Christ, to be buried with Him in baptism, and to walk the faithful life just like we see here in 1 John. We'll continue these studies together another time, dear friends. I'm so grateful you can join us for our Are You Studying series, and we'll pick up again at another time. Let's continue our studies together, and thanks for joining me today here on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie. Keep listening.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. We hope, first, that it glorified God, but second, we hope that it edified you. Listen to it again if you need to, or to other lessons in this series by going to the Media tab at our site, internationalgospelhour.com.